Hong Kong's pro-Beijing administration suffered a major defeat in yesterday's local elections. The opposition Democratic Party won more than 90 district council seats to 62 for the pro-government Democratic Alliance for the Betterment of Hong Kong. The outcome is seen as an embarrassment for Hong Kong's chief executive, Tung Chee Hwa. It sets the stage for a major battle in next year's election for the territory's legislative council. Catherine Schlatter reports from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's district elections are usually dominated by mundane issues such as garbage collection and the condition of recreational facilities. But this year's race became a fight between democracy advocates and pro-China parties. Crowds cheered earlier today after learning pro-democracy campaigner Sid Ho defeated a candidate from one of Hong Kong's biggest and wealthiest pro-China parties, which supports Hong Kong's Beijing-backed leader, Tung Chee Hwa. Sid Ho says that the strong showing of support for the pro-democracy candidates means the government needs to be reformed. Pro-democracy campaigners won more than 100 seats this time around, compared to 89 in the 1999 elections. In contrast, parties that have shied away from endorsing democratic reforms lost out. One such party, the Democratic Alliance for the Betterment of Hong Kong, lost 21 seats in yesterday's election. The party's head, Jasper Tsang, said he'll step down. While the district councils don't have much say in passing laws and deal mainly with neighborhood issues, political analysts say the election indicates that residents still want change. Hundreds of thousands demanded more say in government during several mass protests last summer. The show of discontent forced Hong Kong's leader, Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa, to retreat from a contentious security bill introduced at the behest of Beijing. Many critics said the bill would erode media freedoms and basic civil liberties. Yung Sam, who heads Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy party, says residents felt empowered after the mass rallies, but want more. He says they want to directly elect the next chief executive.
We promise that we will also take an active part to continue to promote democracy in Hong Kong and work closely with other Democrats to prepare for the political review.
Hong Kong's vaguely worded constitution opens the door for greater democracy by indicating that the people may directly elect their leader in 2007. Now the chief executive is chosen by a select group of people, many of whom have business interests in China and ties to Beijing. Political analyst Song Lap Gong said Monday's election results could make Beijing nervous. Voters will go to the polls again to elect legislators next September, and many expect advocates for democratic reform to gain more seats at the expense of pro-Beijing supporters.
The government can no longer control over the Legislative Council. Right now it's quite conservative. So that's the major crisis, not just for the SAR government, but also for Beijing.
Ultimately, legislators will decide if the next leader is chosen by the people or a group of special interests. If Hong Kong residents gain this right to directly elect a leader, Hong Kong would become the first city with universal suffrage in China. More than 1 million residents, about a seventh of the population, cast ballots in yesterday's election, in what local media says was the largest voter turnout in Hong Kong's history. For NPR News, this is Catherine Schlatter in Hong Kong.